And I'm on the phone, as I said, with Herbie J. Pilato, who is the author of the Bewitched book. And let's hope this phone is working, since we had some problems earlier today. Herbie, are you with us?
It's working.
Herbie J., great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry about the feedback. Well, I told you when I invited you to be on the show that if you were going to do the show, you had to tell me some Agnes Moorhead stories. So I guess I'm going to start you out with that. Let's hear some Agnes Moorhead stories, and then we'll move on.
Well, Agnes really didn't want to do Bewitched as a series. She had known Harry Ackerman, the executive producer of the show, and he had asked her to do the show, and on the fly, she just said, yeah, okay, it'll probably never sell, I'll do the pilot, you know, and then I can just go on and do what I want to do. And then Elizabeth had asked her as well in Macy's or something in some big New York department store, and she said, okay, maybe I'll do it, maybe not. Anyway, she ends up doing the pilot. Huge hit, of course, and she really, really resented that the show sold. But after a time, I really think that she enjoyed sitting there on the mantelpiece in those chiffon gowns and doing all those wonderful scenes. And later on, certainly, she did.
Well, who wouldn't? Now, the exciting thing about, in fact, I know some people in Houston that enjoy doing that today. But the exciting
thing. Sitting on the mantelpiece?
Yes, and okay. In chiffon gowns, yes. But the most exciting thing about your Bewitched book, which is incidentally in its third printing, and is it out yet, or is it coming out this week?
We have been delaying and delaying and delaying. It's now, you know, of course, called Bewitched Forever. The original version was called the Bewitched book, mm-hmm. And if you were to try to order that, it would show up as out of print. But if you go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and put in Bewitched Forever, you can certainly pre-order it now. We've been delaying it because I wanted it to be perfect, and so many things have been, you know, updated with a lot of the revisions and whatnot. I just have been trying to polish it as perfect as possible, and a final draft is coming within the week. So we have been delayed till June. It was supposed to be out in stores this week, but mm-hmm. We are now going until June. And believe me, I'm just as frustrated as everybody else, because I know those people on eBay. My gosh, I wish I had my books on eBay for the money that they're selling that book for.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, it's worth it. And especially because, as I was saying in the intro, you got to meet many of the cast members in the early 90s prior to their deaths. And I wanted to ask you, how hard was it to get to talk to all these people, Elizabeth Montgomery, Dick York, Dick Sargent?
Well, it was very hard because really nobody would speak with me unless Elizabeth would. And what happened, originally I had written a reunion movie for Bewitched after I saw I, Dream of Jeannie 15 years later, which, you know, I was very unhappy with because, of course, you know, I love Jeannie and everything. She was a wonderful show, and Barbara Eden is a beautiful person. But it was, you know, somewhat of a takeoff on Bewitched. And years later when they did do this reunion with Bill Asher, no less, as mm-hmm. director, I was majorly set. Mm-hmm. So I contacted Bill and I said, how about we do a reunion for Bewitched? And he loved the idea. Elizabeth did not. And then I said, well, how about we do a book about the original show? And she finally agreed to that after 6 months of me calling every 2 weeks.
Mm.
One day I was working at some club in L.A. as a waiter. And the tips were bad one night, real bad. And I came home and turned on my machine where the light was flashing, and all of a sudden, hi, it's Lizzie Montgomery. Call me back. I'm like,
oh my goodness, what a message to come home to.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, Lord.
Did you have to replay it like 8 times?
Oh, of course. I taped it right off the machine and everything. It was just glorious. So anyway, it just so happened that week in TV Guide was my letter complaining how the Emmys have just ignored Elizabeth Montgomery over the years. And there was some article in the guide about the Emmys and whatnot. And my letter, the week that she called me and the week that I called her back, came in out in TV Guide, and the first thing I said to her was, so did you see TV Guide?
Well, you know, that's very true. That's a whole other tangent we can get on, but I completely agree about that.
She was completely ignored. I mean, my Lord, Hope Lang won for The Ghost in Mrs. Muir.
Twice. Yeah, don't get me started. That's an off subject.
Exactly. So I finally convinced her to do this, and she really saw that I was not just trying to do some stupid little book about some, you know, show that I thought was silly. I knew that that Bewitched was a respectable program about, and there were so many other things going on, that it was a strong work ethic, that it was about prejudice, that, you know, that it was about this person who really loved this other person for who he was and not what he could do for her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever he could do for her, she could zap up something better. This was about true, true love, and it was done so well, like a half-hour movie,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, the way they did shows then is just a lot different than the way they do things today. And it was, you know, so anyway, she finally talked with me, and I said, well, geez, do you think you can talk to Dick Sargent and David White? Because they won't talk to me unless you talk to me. So finally, I get this call one day from Dick Sargent, and he goes, hi, Herbie, this is Dick Sargent. I just got a call from Elizabeth Montgomery, who I haven't heard from in 20 years, and I guess I'm supposed to talk to you. And as I'm on the phone with him, I hear, beep, 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 call waiting. Hi, Herbie, it's Lizzie. Did Dick call you? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on the phone with Samantha and Darren.
Right. Did you feel like you were living in a fantasy world to be getting the calls from these people?
Well, it was not just a fantasy world. It was surreal because so much of the show had, you know, Darren calling home and saying, Sam, what's going on?
Yeah.
On the phone. And here I am right in an episode, a surreal episode of A Wish. It was freaky. And then David White would not talk to me. And I finally had to call Elizabeth and asked her if, you know, she would call him. And, you know, to okay an interview. And one day I met with her four times over her house. And one day I met with, on like the second or third meeting I met with her. And she said, Herbie, I'm expecting a messenger at 4 o'clock. If you would please excuse me while this messenger comes and I do what I have to do. I said, no problem. Well, 4 o'clock, sure enough, came along and boom, in walks David White.
Oh, wow.
She had set up this meeting with him, you know, to shock me. And my mouth, of course, dropped. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm sitting in, you know, Elizabeth Montgomery's patio with Samantha and Larry, you know. And he walked in, and she walked away and got us some grapefruit juice. And he turns to me and says, beautiful house, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, I'm still in shock, you know. And I go, yeah, beautiful. And he goes, haven't been here in 15 years. So, you know, I brought these people together for whatever reason, you know. And I'm not saying that this is the best book in the world and this was the best thing in the world, but for those who love Bewitched, I wanted to make it a happy read. I wanted the people to read the book to be as happy as they were watching the show. And that's exactly why I did it. Nobody handed me $1 million. Nobody handed me a $100,000 contract to do the book. I did the book, you know, out of complete love for that show. And I believe that I was the one supposed to do it. And Elizabeth sensed that. And everybody eventually sensed that. And, you know, now I'm going to be working on her biography, which I'm very, very excited about.
Yeah, tell me about that. What's the status on that? Because we've been hearing about, you know, off and on rumors about that for a while. And everybody's really excited about it.
Thank you. I am, too. Ideally, what we're going to do is shoot for 2004, the fall of 2004, which is the 40th anniversary of Bewitched. And I believe Sony has, you know, is preparing a lot for that year. So we're just going to do it then. And I really want to go in-depth to it because Elizabeth was such a complicated person. As a matter of fact, I believe Headliners and Legends just called me last week. We're going to be doing another bio, telebio on her. That's what they call them now, telebio. Maybe I just coined a new phrase.
Yeah, you're on TV right now doing the E.
Oh, it's on again?
It's on tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I actually got a call right before the show. In case you don't know, there's this Bewitched thing on E! Tonight.
You know, that is so bizarre because I guess it's become one of the top four highest-rated E! True Hollywood stories in history. My makeup is horrible because I got this little white makeup on that, you know, kind of goofy. But they had such a reverence for this show. I was surprised because it was like the E! True Hollywood story. I thought they were going to do this, you know, horrible expose thing.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't. They just, you know, Jay really, really embraced it, you know, and everything that the show stood for. The show speaks to so many people. It spoke to me as a kid, of course. You know, obviously it said something to me. I was picked on as a child because I was so cute.
Yeah.
And everybody beat me up. And I identified with Samantha's sense of isolation, and a lot of people did, you know.
Right.
A lot of minorities in the 60s, a lot of people who were looking for peace beyond, you know, the riot, race rioting, Vietnam, all that stuff. I mean, Elizabeth would get calls from people saying, lady, if you're really a magic lady, could you please stop the war?
Yeah.
It's heavy, you know. And I don't think that Elizabeth really knew how loved she truly was until I reintroduced her to this because she had moved on from Bewitched. One of the reasons why she didn't want to talk about it is because she felt nobody cared. And I'm like, you know, that's true. Everybody loves you.
Well, you know, you can understand her perspective, though, too, because she was such a phenomenal actress, and she couldn't be Samantha for her whole career.
No.
I mean, she just couldn't. But at the same time, Samantha was a big part of her career, and it's, you know, it's what most everybody remembers her as. That's what's, you know, when I got on, you know, when the internet came along, I couldn't believe the Bewitched fans that were out there. I still can't believe them, and they're all listening tonight. So all the people of the Bewitched board and Queen of the Harpies and all the other wonderful sites out there.
You know what I love about the show is the music, because whenever like Serena would come on, you know, they'd have
that slink,
the seducing Serena theme. I loved it.
Oh, my friend Tom is fainting because you mentioned Serena.
Oh, and she loved doing that. She loved
Serena was wonderful. And she was two totally different people.
That's right.
And, you know, I think it's amazing because when they listed Serena, of course, the actress playing her as Pandora Spock,
right,
people really believed there was this other person.
Well, I did. I didn't know it was somebody else until I got old, you know. And she used to fool people on the set. Jerry Davis, who would later on go to produce The Odd Couple, he was a producer and a director on the show in the beginning. You know, one day, the first day that she was on the set with that black wig, he didn't know who the heck it was. And he went up to her and he starts saying to himself, you know, how am I going to get this brunette to go to dinner with me? You know, Elizabeth played along. She was like, and then finally she said, look, Jerry, it's me, Liz. So she fooled people on the set.
And I want to ask for some behind-the-scenes stories, especially some that involve Bill Asher, because he has quite a following, too, on the Bewitched board, which I found rather unusual, because usually the people in front of the camera are the ones that everybody sort of enjoys and admires and talks about. But there's quite a few people I know, one in particular, who just adore Bill Asher and love to hear about him.
Well, the man is monumental. He's an icon in his own right. I mean, right from I Love Lucy and the Patty Duke show, and later on he went on to do Alice, and
he did Alice
with Linda Lavin.
Oh wow, that's great.
He loved Elizabeth Montgomery. How are you not going to love Elizabeth Montgomery? And when they broke up after the show canceled, and you know, so many times in Hollywood when the show is over, so is the marriage. And I don't know if that was the sole reason, but Elizabeth really wanted to work or wanted to have a regular life. And Bill, at that point in 72, wanted to keep on working. The show was renewed, believe it or not, for three more years. But Elizabeth did not want to do it. He still wanted to work. He did Temperatures Rising with Paul Lynn and the Paul Lynn show. And then Elizabeth took off to Europe, you know. And she comes back a year later, and she does The Victim, which is her first TV movie. Goes on to do A Case of Rape, which becomes a monumental film. Eons before Farrah Fawcett did a very similar premise with The Burning Bed. And to this day, Bill thinks, and I know that Bill believes, that he was the one who was the reason for that marriage to break up. And he regrets it, because I think he still loves her and always will love her. He has a very wonderful wife now, and he's been married several times before then. And actually had a 75th birthday party a couple years ago that I unfortunately could not make. But different children from his different marriages had, like, I guess, these name tags on saying, yes, I'm Bill Asher's child from his second marriage, and I'm Bill Asher's child. So he's got a real great sense of humor about it. And obviously he would have to, because he's a brilliant comedic director, you know. And when he ended up, by the way, when he ended up doing I Dream of Jeannie 15 years later, Elizabeth called him the next day and said, you idiot! She was, can I say pissed off? She was she was pissed off.
Well, did she bother to see the finished product?
Of I Dream of Jeannie? I don't think so. I think she was upset with the show anyway, because not so much that they were going to do this, you know, very similar premise, but when they started doing the dark-haired sister, like Serena, you know, when Barbara Eden started doing the dark-haired evil sister, like Serena's evil cousin or Samantha's evil cousin, that's when she really, really got upset. But the bottom line is, Sidney Sheldon produced I Dream of Jeannie, and Bill Asher produced and directed Bewitched.
Right.
And together they worked on the Patty Duke show, where there was also the twin aspect thing there,
right,
too. So, but it was really upsetting for Elizabeth, you know. And then they started taking, you know, episodes right from Bewitched.
Oh, yeah.
Disappearing houses they used on Genie that was originally used on Bewitched. And it just got kind of freaky. Although I love I Dream of Genie. I can't deny it. I still love I Dream of Genie. And you can't deny how beautiful Barbara Eden obviously still looks. And,
mm-hmm,
and you know, it's just it was a special time for TV. It was a special time.
Well, what do people need to do to order the new Bewitched Forever? I guess it's the third printing? Or
it is the third or the fourth printing. Well, you could either, like I say, go to Amazon.com,
mm-hmm,
or BarnesandNoble.com, or you could order directly from the publisher at info@summitbooks.com, or call directly at 972 in Irving, Texas. 972.
Oh, I could drive down there.
399-8856.
Great, because I know a lot of people are going to be interested in that. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show tonight. I had a great time. Keep me posted. Keep me posted on the biography, on everything, because we are just fascinated. We want to follow your career. We appreciate everything you've done to continue to put Bewitched out in front. And I'm totally jealous of you getting to meet Elizabeth Montgomery, Dick Sargent, and David White. But I'm so happy you did, because your book is absolutely wonderful, and I appreciate you writing it.
Thank you so much for those wonderful, kind words. And God bless you.
God bless you. We've been talking to Herbie J. Pilato. He's the author of, well, it was originally the Bewitched book. Now it is Bewitched Forever. And it is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.